USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even as other nations were grounding the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the FAA says it waited to do it because they needed proof of a connection between Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash and another in Indonesia a few months ago. Acting Administrator Dan Eldahl says satellite tracking imagery shows a possible link.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plain States, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado state trooper. The system is known as a bomb cyclone. Wind gusts at the Denver airport have been up to 70 miles per hour. That's hurricane force winds. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Construction spending surges as the year begins. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A key gauge of U.S. economic activity, the Commerce Department reporting that construction spending rose 1.3% in January after a revised 0.8% drop in December. The January increase was the largest since April 2018, and it came as economists were expecting a 0.4% rise in January. So it basically tripled their expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Republicans in the Senate say they think the Senate will vote on Wednesday to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the Mexico border.
Nobody's beaten up. I said, use your own discretion. But I think it's a bad vote if they go against. I think anybody going against border security, drug trafficking, human trafficking, that's a bad vote.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Politics these days can divide friends and family. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores why.
Divisive politicians, hateful pundits, angry campus activists, and Twitter trolls. Today in America, there is an outraged industrial complex that prospers by setting Americans against each other. Arthur C. Brooks is the president of the American Enterprise Institute. He says arguing with someone isn't wrong. But he also tells Fox News, we got to know how to argue with someone.
We don't argue too much. We argue too poorly. That's the biggest problem that we have. There's a problem that we have in our society today, which is that we have as much polarization today between Democrats and Republicans as there are between Israelis and Palestinians. And this causes a lot of contempt, which is not anger. It's content. It's anger mixed with disgust. This pulls people apart. 1 in 6 Americans have stopped talking to a family member or a close friend since the 2016 election.
That's the Reuters poll, right?
And totally. It's catastrophic. As a matter of fact, I mean, people are unhappy, and worst of all, they're not persuading anybody.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary, much like this.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan District Attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.